Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Today is the last Monday of January 2017. Can you believe it? We have already gone through 1 month of the new year. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I'm here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are tackling your everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. Now, we assign a new task, and we complete a new topic every day, Monday through Friday, so save the date on your phones and in your alarms to join in at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join in online from our website at fieldfire.com, or you can call in at 323-870-4180, but it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is, what's love got to do with it? What's love got to do with it? And we're going to come from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, my ministry, upcoming events, everything that we have going on, new releases that are coming out on my website, that is fieldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, and I am reading from the KJV. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I want to read that now from the New International Version. Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And I really want to focus more so on that second verse, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I'm sorry, I read the third one. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love. Our topic for this morning is, what's love got to do with it? Now, most of us know this title from that acclaimed song by Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? And who needs a heart, or who needs love, basically, when your spirit or your heart or your will could be broken? And some of us have incorporated that very thought process into our own lives, that love has nothing to do with anything, that it is inferior to the other feelings or the other circumstances of our lives, hence a secondhand emotion. But our topic for this morning is, what's love got to do with it? And my answer for you this morning is everything. Love has everything to do with it. And as we have seen in this word this morning, for those of us who call ourselves Christians, it is part of walking worthy of the vocation wherein we have been called. Now, some of us only see that vocation as a title, meaning I am an evangelist, or he is a prophet, he is a pastor, she is a teacher. So we see that as only applying to those who have Christian titles. However, all of us who carry the title of Christian have to walk worthy of that vocation. So love has everything to do with it. Love has everything to do with being a Christian. Love has everything to do with how we treat one another. Love has everything to do with how we treat ourselves. Love has everything to do with our thought processes, how we strategize, how we visualize, how we plan for the future. Love has everything to do with it. When you're walking within the calling of being a child of God. Now, in today's society, we have many instances which are being put before us to exercise and walk in love. Notice that it didn't say walk in a spirit of love wherein you stop standing up for what you believe in. But it says, walk in a spirit of love with tolerance and patience with one another. We are dealing with the issues with LGBT, lesbians, bisexual, gays, transgenders. We're dealing with the new executive orders on the immigration ban. We are dealing with police brutality. We are dealing with Black Lives Matter. We are dealing with all kinds of issues within our own churches, pastors who are not living the lives. We are dealing with our issues within our own families, turmoil and angst. We are dealing with issues within our own selves, not living the life. And so every day, the opportunities to exhibit the love of Christ are placed before us. Now, notice that it doesn't mean that exhibiting the love of Christ requires me to stop believing in my beliefs. It doesn't mean that to exercise the love of Christ that I must renounce my faith in the Lord. It doesn't mean that to operate within the love of Christ that I must agree with things that I know are unbiblical. It doesn't mean that to operate within the love of Christ, that I must be a doormat. Now, I must turn the other cheek, but I only got so many cheeks. So I have to go to the way Jesus dealt with those people in the temple when they came in selling merchandise. Sometimes showing that love is that I'm just being humble and not responding. Other times it is as Jesus did, where he whipped the money changers out of the temple. In other words, sometimes the love, the patience, and humility will require you to just be quiet. But in other times, the love, patience, and humility will require you to stand up for what is right to protect the name and the house of God. But within all of that, make sure that the spirit you are exercising is a spirit of love. Well, how do I know if I'm exercising a spirit of love? If I am discussing my views, and if I am standing up for my faith with the right spirit and the right heart, then you won't hear me trying to assassinate the character of the person. Rather, what I will do is stay focused on the issue. This is what we as attorneys do all day. People wonder sometimes, how can attorneys go into court and fight so adamantly and then come out and go to lunch together? It's because we kept the issue where the issue belonged. We kept the anger where the anger belonged. We kept the fight where the fight belonged, on the issue, whatever the cause of action was. We didn't set out to kill the person or the witness, but to win on the issue respectfully and with civility. So if you are standing up against LGBT, because that is your belief and that's my belief, then I shouldn't hear you calling the people the F word, you know, the slur that you use for people of that persuasion or living that lifestyle. I shouldn't hear you calling people those kinds of words, because you've stepped way out of operating on the issue, and now you begin to just want to come into the flesh and assassinate the character. If you are dealing with the immigration ban, if you're dealing with police brutality, if you're dealing with racism, if you're dealing with people of a different political party, maybe you're a Democrat and I'm a Republican, maybe I'm an independent and you're a Democrat. We should be able to discuss the politics and how we disagree without calling each other morons, stupid, coon, all of these things I've heard, racist. It shouldn't be that a person cannot have a discussion about anything without it going to or being alleged as ageism, sexism, racism, homophobia. Look at how you're discussing the issues. Remember the goal. The goal is to win the soul to Christ, not to just win the battle, to have another notch on your belt. And I want to give you one more scripture that sums that up so well. In 1 Peter 4:8, it says, New International Version, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. I have people in my family who will fit into some of these categories that we've spoken about this morning. But I will tell you that they will tell you that they know unequivocally that I love them. We will not agree on the issues. We will not agree on the lifestyles. They won't come and try to invite me to things that they know I'm not going to go to. And I won't come in to kill them about the things that they're doing that I know I'm not going to go to. Because we have learned as adults that everyone has the right to live their own lives, whether I agree or not, because God gives me the right, free will, to choose. So I stand up for what I believe in. I won't take down, but it is with love and humility, always to win the soul, not to assassinate the person or their character. And we are able to come together for holidays or all these different things, laugh. They know I'm going to talk about the word. They still ask me to do the family prayer. All of these things. I always remember I love them. Sometimes love will require you to only pray. Sometimes love will require you to witness. Sometimes love will require you to stay away. Sometimes love will require you to walk away. Sometimes love will require you to fast. But it will always require you to love. That never changes. I will tell you, and we're going to get ready and pray very quickly. Over this past weekend, I've learned even more what it feels like to see love cover a multitude of faults. And it is such a beautiful thing in seeing situations arise where the devil could come in and each person could just decide, you know what, this isn't worth it. Or friendship isn't worth it, or relationships isn't worth it, or you could decide your marriage isn't worth it, or the job isn't worth it. That's the way Satan desires to do, for us to have a knee-jerk reaction to every fault, every imperfection in people we love, every sin, every behavioral anomaly, every piece of bad conduct. The knee-jerk reaction is for us to say, let's go, I wash my hands of it. But that love, when you have love for your spouse, love for your significant other, love for your children, love for your family, love for your friends, it will make you be a little more patient. It'll make you stop and say, wait a minute. I'm not perfect. I haven't always been perfect. There are times I've said or done things that I shouldn't have done, and someone loved me enough to forgive me. So now I'm going to love enough for this person to forgive them. And when you let that love cover that sin, it can truly be thrown into the sea of forgetfulness and not affect your relationship, your vision, your purpose, all of the great blessings that the Lord has in store for you because you chose to choose love. That is so powerful. But we only got 15 minutes, so we got to wrap it up. Let's get ready and go into prayer. I'm telling you, my heart is full this morning. Love covers a multitude of sins. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus on this great, magnificent Monday. We can't help but thank you for how you loved us. And as we prepare to even go into the month of February, which is customarily a month focused on love, help us, Lord God, to remember that love has everything to do with it. Love will allow us to stay together when everything else says fall apart. Love will allow us to forgive one another when everything else says, don't even take that. Love will allow us to go the extra mile for one another when the circumstances say, you know what, I'm going to wait and see what she does. I'm going to wait and see what he does. Love will allow us to keep our children together, our marriages together. It will allow us, Lord God, to be a soul winner. It will allow us to be a light on our jobs. It will allow us to have a smile on our face despite everything else that is going on. Lord, your love covered us. It covered a multitude of our sins, a multitude of our faults. Lord, it covered a multitude of us backsliding, a multitude of us gossiping and backstabbing. Your love was so good that you gave your only begotten Son to give us this right to eternal life. So help us to be a light, Lord God, by exhibiting love, whether that love is a peaceful love, whether that love is an aggressive love that causes us to pull somebody out of the fire. Help us to deal with the issue, to defeat the issue or the cause of action, but never to kill the person's spirit. Lord, I thank you this morning for everyone tuning in today. I ask you to give them a spirit of love that they would help cover a multitude of faults and sins for the people in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Begin to just praise the Lord. You know that you have sinned and done wrong. And just like you wanted the Lord to forgive you, forgive others today. Now, I have three very quick announcements. Number one, I give a shout out to my son. Today is his 20th birthday. He is my only child, and I love him so much. So happy birthday, son. Number two, remember that tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesdays. So we will start off, of course, with our morning motivation broadcast at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we will wrap up my powerful three broadcasts lineup on Tuesdays in the evening at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. It's 15 minutes. It's called Tuesday's Topic Live, and that's where I disseminate legal education. It's only 15 minutes, and then you be the jury at 6:30. We're going to deal with President Trump's immigration ban. So it's a Triple Threat Tuesday. Get motivated, get educated, and get heard. You get motivated with the morning motivation broadcast at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. You get educated with Tuesday's Topic Live at 6 p.m. That's 15 minutes. Then we wrap it up with You Be the Jury, where you get heard, because on that show I take live callers nationwide. I'll start the discussion off. The callers are called jurors. Everyone calls in. I did this last year and it was on fire. And we'll talk about this immigration ban, and you, the jury, will come up with your verdict on what President Trump has done. You can learn more on my website at fieldfire.com. The access and tune-in information for all of those shows are on fieldfire.com on the morning motivation page. FEELD fire.com, or you can go to my law office website, CarlRossiWilliams.com, and my name is spelled RAWSI. So the last one I'll get to tomorrow. We've run out of time. So until tomorrow, I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Please share What's Love Got to Do With It with other people. It will be posted on the fieldthefire.com website after 8 a.m. Eastern this morning. Your task for today is to consciously, you got to make your mind do this, operate in love today by watching what you say. Even if you disagree with someone today, you must make sure you only address the issue. You cannot be condescending to the person. You cannot name call anyone. Learn how to address the issue, okay, in love. Until tomorrow, I will see you at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Go to the website, fieldthefire.com. Save the date for Triple Threat Tuesday tomorrow. Get motivated, educated, and get hurt. Hallelujah. Love has everything. Hallelujah.